He groaned. Lady Tanda? Her page. She invites you to sup with her again. There's to be a haunch of venison, she says, a brace of stuffed geese, sauced with mulberries, and her daughter. Tyrion finished sourly. Since the hour he had arrived in the Red Keep, Lady Tanda had been stalking him, armed with a never-ending arsenal of lamprey pies, wild boars, and savoury cream stews. Somehow she had gotten the notion that a dwarf lordling would be the perfect consort for her daughter Lollys, a large, soft, dim-witted girl who, rumour said, was still a maid at 33. "Send her my regrets." "No taste for stuffed goose," Bronn grinned evilly. "Perhaps you should eat the goose and marry the maid, or better still, send Shagger."
"Shagger's more like to eat the maid and marry the goose," observed Bronn. "Anyway, Lollys outweighs him."
"There is that," Tyrion admitted, as they passed under the shadow of a covered walkway between two towers. "Who else wants me?" The sellsword grew more serious. "There's a moneylender from Braavos, holding fancy papers and the like. Request to see the king about payment on some loan."